سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارِك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات، فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه، ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه، لمن اتقى. واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We are so blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even though we didn't stand on the plains of Arafah and we didn't perform the manasik of Hajj, we were so blessed that we were able to witness it. We were so blessed that we could actually follow every step and every stage of this great journey, the greatest journey of our lives, a journey to Allah in this life, in preparation for our journey to Allah in the hereafter. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 203, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, and remember Allah in the numbered days. In the other ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, the known days. And of course, the greatest remembrance in these days would be the takbir. In actual fact, something that many Muslims don't know is that there's two types of takbirs: at-takbir al-mutlaq and at-takbir al-muqayyad. At-takbir al-mutlaq is literally the open takbir. Takbir which starts when? On the first of Dhul-Hijjah. At the setting of the sun, bringing in the first of Dhul-Hijjah, the waqt of Maghrib, we have the open takbir, which is to make takbir in your home, in your car, walking in the street, in the marketplace, even at work, as long as you're not disturbing anybody else, I suppose. You can make takbir. And that will last until when? For us, until last night Maghrib. Yes? The first day of Tashriq for us was Tuesday. Second day of Tashriq for us was Wednesday. And the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah for us was yesterday. So the end of the day, of the 13th day, which is Maghrib, the night precedes the day, that is the end of At-Takbir al-Mutlaq, the open takbir. Then you have something called At-Takbir al-Muqayyad, which is the restricted takbir, which is only done after Salah. And that restricted takbir for non-pilgrims, people who are not on Hajj, starts when? It starts after Fajr, on the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, after Salat al-Fajr. So the first Salah after which we make the takbir al-muqayyad, the restricted takbir, for non-pilgrims is on the ninth for us,
The ninth for us. The ninth of Dhul Hijjah, after Salat al-Fajr, and that will continue until after Salat al-Asr on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, which was yesterday. Are we in agreement? Alhamdulillah. So these are the two different types of takbir, and that is the dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. And remember Allah in the numbered days. Especially now for the Hujjaj, their takbir al-muqayyid will actually start not on the day of Arafah, because they are still saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. They are still declaring, making manifest all of their shortcomings and their sins, standing in front of Allah, a mock trial, as if it's the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So their takbir will only start on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Eid, after Salat al-Dhuhr. That is the takbir al-muqayyid for the Hujjaj, for the pilgrims. Takbir al-muqayyid for us, non-pilgrims, after Fajr on the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. This is the strongest opinion. Look, there are differences of opinion, and we respect all opinions. Opinions what are deemed to be mu'tabara, considered opinions within the schools of thought of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah in the numbered days. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. So whoever makes haste in 2 days, in other words, they only pelt on the 11th and the 12th, and then they leave Mina before the setting of the sun, before the waqt of Maghrib, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. There's no sin on them. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ never stays for the third day, meaning the 13th of the Hijjah, to pelt again, even if it's as in the Qul ibn Abbas, in the breaking of the day, you know, any time after Fajr, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, then there's no blame on them either. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. For the one that has taqwa, for the one that is in awe of Allah, that the one who puts a shield, a wiqaya, between themselves and every type of behavior that would bring upon them the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wattaqullah, and fear Allah. Shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. Because that is the only way that, especially for the Hujjaj, the only way that somebody is going to attain Hajjah Mabrura. Hajjah Mabrura is the presence of Bir, which is Mal Bir, Husn al Khuluq, good character, good behavior. Al Hajj al Mabrur means a well behaved Hajj. Because of the presence of Bir, and because of using the shield of taqwa to keep bad behavior at bay. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That accepted Hajj, which is the well-behaved Hajj, Al-Hajj al-Maqbool, huwa Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, وَاتَّقُوا. And continue. Remember, Arafah is the first day of the rest of your life. The journey is not over yet. Why? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and continue to fear Allah. Continue to shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. Why? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا, and know for sure. Know for sure. Complete ilm, which is yaqeen. On a scale of 0 to 100%, 0% of knowledge of ilm is what? Jahl, ignorance. 1% to 49%, waham, illusion. 50%, shak, neither here nor there. 51 to 99%, dhan, speculation. And 100%, that is ilm. 100% ilm, this is yaqeen, certainty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'alamu. But after the Hujjaj have completed all their rituals, all their manasik, only thing left for them to do now is to make tawaf al-wada, and to get on the bus, and to go to Jeddah airport, and to fly wherever they came from. Min kulli fajjin amiq, from every distant path, ravine and valley, on every means of transport. They're going to now go back. But they have to continue. Continue to fear Allah. Continue to live in awe of Allah. Continue to be concerned about Allah as to how Allah sees them. As to how Allah hears them. As to how Allah knows every single thought that dwells in their hearts and in their minds. Why? وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ And know for certain that to Him you shall all be gathered. These words, إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ appear 7 times in the Qur'an. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ appears twice and it appears in other forms as well. But 7 times in total. And fear Allah, the one to whom you shall be gathered. And know in this ayah, and know, wa'alamu annakum ilayhi tuhsharun, that to He, to Allah, you will be certainly gathered. Because this is what must now linger post-Hajj. For the Hujjaj especially, and even for us, for those who have been on Hajj, for those who want to go on Hajj, but subhanAllah, like I said, we are so blessed. For those who even witness the Hajj on their phones, on their laptops, on their TVs, this must linger. It must remain. Because you know what we've just witnessed? We've witnessed the biggest annual janazah. It takes place. A mock janazah. The real janazah, although there were over 500 hujjaj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took them. And as we know in the riwayah, a person that dies in ihram will stand up on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah in ihram, going to Allah saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. What is Allahu Akbar? Why are we saying it? I mean, after you've died, and then standing on Arafah is, of course, the mock trial, so the mock death, as I mentioned last week, the mock death, was it on Eid Day? The mock death is Yawm al-Thamin, where everybody's lying on Mina, Yawm al-Tarwiyah in their kafan, in their burial shroud. They've gone into the state of Ihram and everybody's saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here I am, O Allah, here I am. So Yawm al-Thamin is like the mock death. And Yawm al-Tasi, Yawm al-Wukuf, is the mock trial, which is in preparation for Yawm al-Wukufi bayna yadayhi Allahi jalla fi ula. In preparation for what? Yawm al-Wukuf. The day of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So we've witnessed the greatest, the biggest janazah, mock janazah. How many? How many people on Hajj this year? Anybody know? 1.8 million. Allahu Akbar. It's a big janazah. It's a big janazah. And Yawm al-Tasi, 1.8 million standing, rehearsing, a rehearsal. Yeah, you know, I'm sure people are not thinking when I say mock that I'm mocking. No, mock as a rehearsal. Mock death, mock trial as a rehearsal. A rehearsal for death, a rehearsal for Qiyamah. That is what we have just witnessed. And anything and everything that we have done of the manasik, of the rites, of the rituals, of the obligations, at the end, we must know that to Him we are all going to be gathered. Not as a rehearsal, not as a mock, not as a pre-run, not as a test. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ But as a true fact. Because that will be the day of truth. That is when all will be revealed. All will be made manifest as to how we lived our lives on this dunya. So alhamdulillah, we need to now start asking ourselves the questions. Okay? Just like it, when you attend a janazah. I know some people here have lost some very, very close members of their families. In this jama'ah, I know personally. Somebody lost their mother recently. Another person lost their brother. And you'll notice that whenever you attend a janazah of somebody that's close to you, it's very sobering. Ze skrik wakker. Ze raak wees. Even for a moment, even for a few days. And the closer the person is, the longer you stay sober. And then after a while, it's like we slip back into that state of heedlessness and carelessness. But when we lost that person on the day of the janazah, when we physically put them into the ground, and what were we thinking? I wonder when my turn is. I mean, we should at least be thinking that. كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهُ يَوْمًا عَلَىٰ آلَةِ حَدْبَاءً مَنْقُولُ فَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Every child of a woman, meaning all human beings. All human beings. وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهُ. No matter how long they live. One day, يَوْمًا عَلَىٰ آلَةِ حَدْبَى. آلَةِ حَدْبَى is the cattle. What's someone say? The cattle, the beer. عَلَىٰ آلَةِ حَدْبَى مَنْقُولُ. No matter how long a person is going to live, one day they're going to be carried on the cattle to the maqbar. So then he says, فَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً. So the next time you carry a janaza to the maqbara, فَعْلَمْ, then know. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا. That's plural. فَعْلَمْ, the poet says, singular. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Then you must also know for certain that you're going to follow. When we don't know. وَمَا تَدْرِ نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِ نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. Of the five things that Allah has hidden from all human beings, I don't know what they're going to earn tomorrow, and nobody knows when or where they're going to die. So, now that we've been woken up, maybe, and this is why it's so important to understand the essence of Hajj, because the opportunity really to sober up. You've just witnessed the biggest janazah. You've just witnessed a rehearsal for Qiyamah. And like the Sahabi asked the Prophet ﷺ, مَتَ السَّاعَةَ. When is the hour going to be? Because if you and I are told, listen, here's a summons, the first thing we want to know is, for when is the summons? Because if we don't appear when we are summoned to appear, then we're going to be held in contempt of court. And maybe have to pay a fine or even go to jail, wal-iyadu billah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to know, mata sa'ah? When is that hour going to be? For the minor qiyamah, which is death, إذا مات ابن آدم فقد قامت قيامته. If mankind dies, then his qiyamah is established. That's the minor qiyamah, death. And then the major qiyamah, which is the day of resurrection. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Don't they think they're going to be resurrected for a great day, a day when they'll all be standing up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what did the Prophet answer? Give him a date? Give him a time? He asked him, مَاذَا عَدَّدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared for it? So this is my message here today. We've now witnessed the rehearsal for death. 1.8 million people all lying in their burial shrouds, in their kafan, in their akfan, and we've witnessed the rehearsal for qiyamah. Now I'm going to ask myself the question, after witnessing that, sobering up, knowing with certainty, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and know with certainty that to him you will all be gathered, to him is your final return, إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. Then I want to ask myself that exact same question. مَاذَا عَدَّتَّ لَهَا يَا رِيَاضِ. What have you prepared for that day, O Riyadh? And that brings me to one of my favorite ahadith recorded by Imam Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira. What's his name? Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. Abu Huraira, his name is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. His laqab was Abu Huraira. قال, he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله تحت ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظل. Seven types of people will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. For those of you who've been on Hajj, when you're standing on Arafah, what are you looking for? You're looking for shade. Even the shade of a little tree, subhanAllah, makes a big difference. That's until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that cool breeze. Ala inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat. Indeed, belonging to your Creator and Sustainer in the days of your lives, not those days of your lives, no? Indeed, for your Creator and Sustainer in the days of your lives are breaths, nafahat. فَتَعَرَّدُوا لَهَا. Expose yourselves to these breaths. Breaths of mercy, of course. Which is what we were doing in Ramadan. Which is what we were doing in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In the hope that we might be exposed. Even to one nafha. فَلَا تَشْقُوا بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. And then what did he say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In order that you shall never experience misery thereafter. Dunya or akhirah. May Allah expose us to His breaths of mercy, Ya Rab. So there's one thing, and alhamdulillah for all the times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated and granted and made it possible for me to stand on the plains of Arafah, especially when it gets, I believe this year it was 45 degrees Celsius on the day of Wukuf. And 45 degrees. It's not the same as 45 degrees here. 45 degrees here, you know, it depends on the melanin in your skin. Because some skins, because this sun here, what they call the African sun, it burns you. It burns for you. I mean, I know in the summertime, if it's too hot and I go outside, like it's a roita mati. But there, it doesn't burn you. But it literally saps all the hydration out of you. In fact, the advice that was given this year was for the Hujjaj to drink between 2 and 3 liters of water a day. That's 250, they said 250 milliliters per hour. Minimum that the Hujjaj had to drink in order to stay hydrated. So I think it's quite apt. And since the call of the Hajj was made, I mean, we know that even 2,000 or 4,000, Afwan, 4,200 years ago, plus minus, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he made the call for the Hajj, Makkah was already wadin ghayri di zar'in. It was a valley without any vegetation. Because we know about 7 to 10,000 years ago, according to the scientists, Arabia was what? Murujan wa anhara. pastures and flowing rivers. And the hour will not come. حتى تعود أرض العرب مروجا وأنهارا. The Prophet said, the hour will not come until the land of the Arabs returns back to green pastures and flowing rivers. So that was between 7 and 10,000 years ago. But 4,200 years ago, because they estimate Nabi Ibrahim a.s. lived around about 2,200 BC, before Isa ibn Maryam a.s. Makkah was already a desert. And so, when people have come for Hajj, they've always experienced the heat when they have stood on Arafah. They've always experienced heat, which is actually a very important thing considering what we are rehearsing, which is the day of Qiyamah. What happens in the day of Qiyamah? Is it aircon? The courtroom of Allah has got air conditioning? La wallah. On the new earth, because it's a new earth. يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. The day when this earth will be exchanged for another earth. And in fact, even scientifically, if you look in the hypothesis of the cyclic universe, it's even scientifically possible. We know it is a fact. We don't need a hypothesis of Fred Doyle or any other astronomer or cosmologist. We believe it because Allah says it in the Quran. Al-haqq min Rabbina jalla fi ula. The truth from our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ. The day when this earth be exchanged for another earth. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. And these heavens will be exchanged for other heavens. I mean, if you want to know how it will happen scientifically, again, the Quran tells us. The Quran tells us scientifically how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe. أَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ سَمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَ رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Sound effects. Do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth, it certainly didn't sound like that, but anyway. Do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth was joined together or sewn together, if you read it literally, sewn together in a singularity. Well, quarks are sewn together in threes in their hadron correlations. A proton is a hadron and a neutron is a hadron in quantum physics. And they are made up of three quarks that are sewn together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And so we unstitched them. When they took that micro or nano photograph of the gold particles that were colliding in one of the hadron colliders, or what they call them, particle accelerators. There's one in Brookhaven, California, and the other one is in Switzerland. They said it literally looks like thread that has been unstitched and thrown out in a 360-degree direction. Allah speaks about this in the Quran. 1,400 years ago, to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was unlettered. We don't say illiterate. We say unlettered. He couldn't read or write. Never attended primary, secondary, or tertiary education. But what he received was an eternal miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what makes it a miracle? It's the knowledge of Allah. So Allah tells us about how He created the universe. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَبِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And the heavens, we created them with strength. Now they're talking about dark energy and dark matter. And we are perpetually expanding them. And then, because of that dark matter, when the universe reaches critical mass, what will happen? It will retract. And it will go back to its origin, which is nothing. And Allah will create a new earth and new heavens. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِّلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَعْنَاهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ نُعِيدُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. The day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll. You seen a scroll? If you open a scroll and you let go, what happens? Other sound effect. You release that scroll, it goes back to its point of origin where you started opening up that scroll. Same thing will happen to this universe. The day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll, just like we created the universe for the first time, just like we created the heavens for the first time, we'll repeat it. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. It's a promise that we will most certainly keep. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. We will most certainly do it. New earth, new heavens. That means a new sun. Where will the sun be? The sun will be so close to the new earth. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Maqdis, Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar. At Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, will be the reference point of the gathering of resurrection on the new earth. Interesting, eh? Interesting. Go read up on it. Very interesting. Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar. It will be the point of gathering for the day of resurrection. And the sun will come so close to the earth. I think it'll be a bit hotter than 45 degrees. Like on Arafah on the 9th in Makkah. That people will be drowning in their sweat. People will be drowning in their sweat. In actual fact, it will be so severe on that day that even some people will be asked to be cast into the fire in the hope that they might find some relief from the severity of that day. And then Allah will call out. Sab'atun. He will call out to seven types of people. يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّي. And He will put them in His shade. The Mufassirun, they say the shade of His, or those who commentate on the hadith, they say the shade of His arsh. The shade of His arsh, where they will find coolness. Allah will call out to these seven types of people to come and rest in His shade on the day when there is no shade except His shade. I want to be one of these seven types of people. Do you want to be? Ya Rab, Allah, make us one of these seven. Am I going to tell you now? No, we've run out of time. But next week, inshallah, we're going to do those seven types of people. The seven types of people that will truly attain salvation on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah make us of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all our hujjaj a safe journey back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy these savage criminals that are perpetuating this genocide and all those who have collaborated with them. No matter who they might be, the end is near. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala al-wahid al-dayyan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Masjid al-Sunni Youth Day Qira'ah program by young talented Qurra tonight after Maghrib, inshallah, followed by Quranic fact quiz immediately after Isha, hosted by Sheikh Ismail Lant and Molana Farooq Giri. Number 2, Qulub al-Nur monthly Layl program will be held at Masjid al-Sunni tomorrow night, Saturday, 22nd of June at 8:30. Program Adhkar, Nasheeds, Qiyam al-Layl, guest speaker, Sheikh Zaid Fattar. Number 3, please make dua for Abu Tadullah Sali, one of our musallis who is in hospital intensive care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أتيت القبور فناديتها فأين المعظم والمحتقر وأين المذل بسلطانه وأين المباهي إذا ما افتخر تساووا جميعا فما مخبروا وماتوا جميعا ومات الخبر فيا سائلي أن أناس مدوا أما لك فيما مضى معتبر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمحوا لي وأنا أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة صلوات ربي والسلام عليه وهو يقول سبعة يظلهم الله تحت ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظل إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شمال ما تنفق يمينه ورجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه من الدمع Seven types of people will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Number one, a just leader. Number two, a person who has spent their youth in the obedience of Allah. Number three, two brothers in Islam or two sisters in Islam that come together, love each other and express that love for each other for the sake of Allah and take part in that love. Number four, a person that gives a charity with such sincerity that the right hand does not know that which the left hand has given. And a person that is invited towards an act of indecency, an evil promiscuity, an act of fornication, but they say, indeed, I fear Allah. And a person, number six, whose heart is attached to the masajid. And number seven, a person who remembers Allah in solitude and the eyes roll down their cheeks from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في الأسبوع القادم, next week, بالتفصيل, We will give the details thereof. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت
وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابتي أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم حرر الأرض المقدسة والبيت المقدس والمسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
قام الله وأدام مدامة السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استووا اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps فصلوا صلاة المودع. To pray our praise if it's our last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي، فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. اللهم سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله we're gonna make dua for Al-Hajj Abdullah, who is in intensive care. Allah grant him complete shifa. And for all our hujjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him hajj mabrura and a safe journey back to their homes and their families. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس، اشفي أنت شافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاءك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أخانا عبد الله. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء، اللهم اشفيه من كل داء، اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. بسم الله نرقي والله يشفي، بسم الله نرقي والله يشفي، بسم الله نرقي والله يشفي. اللهم اشفيه بأسرار بركة سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلام لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج والمسافرين والمرابطين والغزاة في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ردهم إلى بيوتهم ردا جميلا، اللهم ردهم إلى بيوتهم وإلى أهليهم وإلى أولادهم وأحفادهم وذريتهم ردا جميلا، سالمين غانمين مستبشرين مع الصحة والسلامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل حجهم
حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورة وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Father, Thank you.